Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
We start with the opposition New Patriotic Party, MPP. Now, it is insisting that its parliamentary candidate, Nana Ekwefiye, has won the 2024 Ablekuma North constituency elections. This comes as the party continued to mount strong objection to the Electoral Commission's scheduled rerun of elections in 19 polling stations this Friday to complete the coalition process. Addressing a press conference at the office of the candidate, Nana Ekwefiye in Odoko, General Secretary of the party, Justin Kodia, insisted a rerun is not only shameful, but also needless.
Where they maintain their position that it is left with 3 polling stations will sadly make a U-turn. Indeed, it is a shame for this country. The inconsistency from the Electoral Commission is a shame. But for us in the New Patriotic Party, we remain resolute. And we know that our candidate, Nana Ekwefiye, won the elections with a margin of 414 votes. And this is based on facts and figures. We have not just churned out numbers to the public. And today I will demonstrate to you when we say that she won the election with 414 votes. So we have called you today to provide you with what we refer to as further and better particulars of the press conference I held last week.
Well, my colleague James Aveji is there and has joined us on the phone line. So James, how exactly were they able to demonstrate to you that she won by the 414 votes?
Well, Hannah, they mounted a giant screen at the press conference or at the premises where they projected a number of PDF documents, some of which were open as the party scan copies of the over 218 polling station results. They actually opened some of them and indicated a number of votes she had won at those polling stations. And according to them, when they put the numbers together from all of those polling stations, she won in an excess of 440 votes. I must say that this press conference to address this issue was raised by a number of party hierarchy members. The former Interior Minister, Henry Forte, was here, and other party executives in front, together with a number of the party members, about tens running into hundreds of them, who even took their seats and are to the coalition process. And so after going through all of those PDF documents, they told the party members that she won in excess of that. For which reason, they are insisting that the EC's rerun is not only shameful, but needless as far as the fact they have is concerned.
We have our evidence, undeniable evidence, overwhelming evidence to clearly show that we won the Abdulkumanov parliamentary elections. And yesterday, when National Executive Committee met, we said that under no circumstances will we be intimidated. Under no circumstances will we be coerced to go for a re-run. We will not go for any re-run. The new Patriotic Party will not go for any re-run. We have won the elections. We have won the elections. What we are asking the Electoral Commission is to follow the court directive, to finish the coalition and declare our candidate, Ekwefuye, as the MP elect for Abdulkumanov.
Well, so James, you are in Abdulkuma. Have you, however, seen any campaigning ongoing there currently?
I haven't seen any form of campaign ongoing, except to say that the party members have come out in their numbers, and the press conference turned into what you may describe as a mini rally with jeers and cheers from the party members after every word that the party executives mentioned, especially when they declared that she had won the election and that they are not going to partake in the rerun. And so I personally didn't see any campaign going on as far as the engagement is concerned.
Thank you very much, James Aveji there. Well, Joy News editor Fred Smith is with me in the studio with some updates on this particular rerun. So how ready is the EC for this election on July 11th?
Well, the EC has not communicated. Originally, you realize that 3 days to elections, the EC would have updated the public on the arrangements so far. They would have told us whether ballot papers and ballot boxes were ready and how they were transporting them, and then security arrangements. We've not heard from the EC yet, but we know the NPP, aside from this press conference they've held, also went to court yesterday to sue the EC and ask that the elections be put on hold.
Thank you very much, Joy News editor Fred Smith there. Let's move on. And President John Mahama has stated he will not make any decision regarding the suspended Chief Justice Gertrude Tokunu until he receives the final reports from the committee probing the misconduct allegations against her. Speaking during a meeting with the Council of State, the president said he's committed to due process, stressing that the constitutional processes are being followed and that any action will be based solely on the committee's conclusions.
Undertaking your work in earnest, as the chairman of the council has stated, we've referred several things to the council for advice, mostly in respect of appointments to governing boards and other statutory institutions. And I want to thank you for the approvals you have given us and for expediting the work of government. It's helped us to more speedily than any government in the past have persons in place to begin to prosecute the reset agenda that we have. On the issue of governance, we've had the difficult issue with regards to the suspension of the Chief Justice, and of course the Council of State was involved in a part of that process. And so we've done our part. The rest is left with the committee that was set up to come out with whatever its findings are. And based on that, whatever the consequential issues are, will be dealt with.
We stay on the president. Now, he's declared that a time has come for Ghanaians to own gold mines and take full control of the country's mineral wealth. According to him, his administration is determined to work with Ghanaians who have the resources to invest in the mining sector so that they don't just work in the industry, but own it and produce gold for export. He was speaking at the inauguration of the Gold Board Task Force at the National Security Secretariat.
Now, if we're to create prosperity for our people, then it means that we must take greater control of our natural resources. And it's not only Ghana that is taking greater natural control of its resources. There are examples where countries guard their natural resources. Botswana is an example. You can't export one single diamond out of Botswana without committing a crime. And so Botswana, together with its foreign partners, exports all the diamonds to the international market, and the money comes back to Botswana. This was not the case with our natural resource, gold. And indeed, other resources. We are discovering many other minerals in Ghana. And we believe that Ghanaians must be the first beneficiaries of the natural resource blessing that God has given us.
Well, the president also revealed that since January this year, Ghana has earned approximately $5 billion from the export of 51.5 tons of gold, which he says has helped to stabilize the city.
By May alone, the Gold Board had exported 11 tons of gold valued at USD 1.1 billion. Actually, it's in May alone. The Gold Board exported 11 tons of gold valued at $1.1 billion. Cumulatively from January, exports from the small-scale sector reached 51.5 tons, which is valued at approximately $5 billion.
Well, our presidential affairs correspondent, Maxwell Agbagba, was at the event and joins us on the phone lines. So, Maxwell, the president also announced some attractive rewards for whistleblowers who exposed the gold smuggling networks. Give us the details.
Yes, Hannah. So, the president announced a lucrative 10% reward that will be paid in seized gold or cash to whistleblowers who help expose and dismantle gold smuggling networks. Now, he further revealed that personnel of the Gold Board Task Force will be equipped with body cameras, and their vehicles will be fitted with GPS tracking to ensure accountability and transparency. He explained that members of the Gold Board have been carefully selected from the national security, military, and other security agencies, and have undergone rigorous training as well as polygraph testing.
Informants are eligible to receive 10% of the seized gold or cash value. So whistleblowers, get ready. If you blow the whistle on anybody and gold is retrieved or cash is retrieved, you'll get 10% of the value of both the gold and the cash. And so to the task force, let me be clear. Abuse of your authority will not be tolerated, and any officer found engaging in misconduct will face immediate sanctions. And these could include dismissal, prosecution, forfeiture of your entitlements. And so let this serve as a warning to all those involved in gold smuggling and the illegal trade. The law is going to be enforced without fear or favor.
Maxwell, we understand that the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources also spoke at these events. What did they say?
So the Finance Minister, the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, and the CEO of the Gold Board have all been speaking, and they expressed concern about the smuggling of Ghana's gold, and they expressed optimism that the new Gold Board will be able to completely eliminate that. Now, the finance minister also revealed that during the peak of Ghana's economic challenges in 2022, approximately 60 tons of gold valued at around $1.2 billion were illegally smuggled out of the country. Now, he said this loss occurred at a time when Ghana's foreign reserve stood at less than $300 million, making the smuggled amount nearly half of the bailout fund Ghana was seeking. He said that it is also estimated that over the last decade, about 600 tons of gold have been smuggled out of the country. And in just the last 5 years, an estimated $12 billion worth of gold has left the country through illicit channels unaccounted for. And he's hopeful that the Gold Board will be able to deal with all of them.
Thank you very much, Presidential Affairs Correspondent Maxwell Apapa there. To other stories, 6 days after the grand launch of the flagship 24-hour Economy and Export Programme, government is stepping up efforts to ensure its successful rollout. A key focus is land acquisition through what officials call a participatory land access model. According to Head of Strategy and Programmes at the 24-hour Secretariat, Abdul Nasser Alidu, the initiative aims to address the critical land access challenges which is facing new businesses. He spoke on PM Express.
One of the things we've done is we've come up with a land access model. We call it a participatory land access model, which has been used by some mining firms in other places to be able to secure land to do the stuff that they do.
Is that what includes that 10-year free?
Yes. Now, what that allows us to do is basically to acquire land through community land trusts, mm-hmm. who then become part owners or equity holders within the specific projects that will be taking place within their communities. It allows you to ensure that the community benefits long term, but also you have access to land that is cheap in the beginning, and that allows businesses to be able to set up without having to cough up the big amounts of money that they need to buy land. And this is actually something that we started putting together. We're working with a number of chiefs, a number of families to actually set up this community land trust to acquire this land. So that's number one.
Well, Head of Strategy and Programs at the 24-hour Secretariat, Abdul Nasser Alidu, assures government is engaging the Bank of Ghana and the Energy Ministry to address concerns from industry players.
I personally worked with the current governor during the when we were preparing the manifesto and all of that. And I can tell you that after the election, engaging them, we've made presentation to the board twice. We've met the governor a number of times. And so in terms of helping to bring down the interest rates, they are completely aligned. Then he talked about cost of energy. He's right about the cost of energy today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
The average cost is about 12 cents per kilowatt hour.
Mm.
That you can't grow manufacturing with those costs. We want to bring it down to below seven, so between 5 and 7. That's our target. And we are working with a number of power producers to build captive power systems within the industrial parks that we are looking at. So industrial parks and agroecological parks. And there's actually one that we've been working with who they are a power producer over here. When they look at their power costs, it's about 12 cents per kilowatt hour. Mm. They are able to do solar at about 5 cents per kilowatt hour. Their blended cost comes to about 10 cents per kilowatt hour. We are encouraging them to see how we can bring this down to about 7 cents per kilowatt hour.
And that's Abdul Nasser Alidu. He's Head of Strategy and Programs at the 24-hour Secretariat. Well, spokesperson for the Energy Ministry, Richmond Roxon, has joined us via phone for some clarification. So thanks for joining us this afternoon. You heard the industry players asking for a reduction in cost of power from 12% per kilowatt hour to about 5%. So is this possible, looking at the current cost of generation as well as the debt that's hovering over this particular sector?
Good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to your cherished listener. The Ministry of Energy has taken note of this concern even before this was put out. The Ministry has been engaging the IPCC to be able to renegotiate some of the power purchase agreements. The conversations have been positive. The Minister has also set up a committee for the committee to engage the IPPs as well. The goal is to reduce the cost of power to be able to have less tariffs. And definitely once you see a reduction, you are definitely going to see the cost as well. Beyond that, the government is also putting in plans to ensure that you have efficiency in the system. Once the efficiency increases, you're going to see that the tariff prices will come down. One of the things the government is doing is to ensure that ECG, which is the off-taker, is more efficient. There's PSP that has been introduced. The PSP is supposed to help ECG with billing and collection, improve billing and collection, reduce the aggregate technical and commercial losses, and that would definitely transfer into the tariffs that will be.
They are asking,
government recognizes that the cost of tariff is high. Plans are in place. There's a web plan that the government is working with to ensure that there's reduction.
Yeah, Mr. Roxin, but they want it soon. So how soon can you deliver this request for them?
The process is already in motion. As I mentioned, the committee to engage the IPPs to look at the renegotiation of power purchase agreement is already in motion. It's chaired by Mr. Bembo, as you have said, and the minister is looking forward to positive results from the committee. When it comes to the enhancement, that has also been done. So very soon, definitely, as you should know that the government of Ghana will announce positive results.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, spokesperson for the Energy Ministry, Richmond Roxon there. Let's move on. And the Jimera Forest Reserve, spanning over 63 square kilometers of protected land in the Ashanti region, has been laid bare by illegal mining activities. The massive police swoop has revealed an environmental catastrophe far worse than feared. Four individuals have been arrested with several earth-moving machines impounded as the widespread illegal mining rips apart large sections of the protected forest. My colleague Nana Buachi Yado has more in the following reports.
On Friday dawn, a combined team of police and forestry anti-Galamse Tax Force launched a coordinated anti-illegal mining operation that began from the Cobbin block of the Jimera Forest Reserve. The team moved systematically through the dense forest, advancing to the Nkontina block before rounding up the operations at the Amanchia block, areas notorious for illegal mining.
In wake of the devastation and all the attempts to curb illegal mining, these miners who have invaded this forest reserve have brought a new pumping machine. And you can see this one is a very brand new machine over here. And the destruction continues, destroying the lands and destroying all of our reserves.
At the Cobbin block, newly acquired water pumping machines and tank fans were set ablaze to prevent the operators from regrouping. Supported by drone surveillance, the operations exposed vast stretches of land scarred by illegal gold mining pits. My farm is just here. If you see how they have destroyed it, you'll be surprised. Aerial footage captured during the swoop shows an alarming sight. Officials say the drone images confirm that more than half of the affected blocks have been devastated, with huge open pits posing danger to wildlife and nearby communities. In the operation, the police impounded five heavy-duty excavators and arrested four suspected illegal miners, with two claiming to be national security operatives.
Why
did catch us a police for
DC.
The excavators were towed out of the forest. According to forestry officials, the Jimra Forest Reserve is now at risk of losing its ecological value if urgent restoration efforts are not undertaken. Meanwhile, residents say the damage has already begun to affect them. Rivers once used for drinking and farming are now unsafe. They have destroyed the water we drink. They are destroying our water bodies. All of them.
Yes, you know, I say. My tongue, you could make me feel crowback on the coming. We better have me too, miss you.
You heard the report by Nana Bwachi Yadob. This is a good time to take a short break. When we come back, there's sports and more from the Ghana National Fire Service.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.